This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. There's a new roadmap for the arts in Colorado. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The Colorado Business Committee for the Arts released what it describes as the state's first comprehensive policy roadmap for the creative sector. The new initiative is called Colorado Arts Policy Framework, and it lays out a vision for statewide advocacy and policy development. It was created using statewide surveys and listening sessions with 800 creative workers and aims to strengthen the state's creative sector. CBCA will work with Colorado creative industries and local arts organizations, foundations, chambers of commerce, and creative districts to implement the plan in 2025. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Colorado is one of six states where mandatory testing of the nation's milk supply will begin later this month. The U.S. government has ordered testing for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cows. In downtown Denver, vacancy rates are up, workers aren't coming to the office as often, and the reputation of the city center is hurting. But Denverite's Kyle Harris reports city boosters are celebrating a big win.
The 12-year-old tech startup, Ibotta, has decided to relocate its headquarters from the city's central business district to a historic building on the 16th Street Mall. Founder Brian Leach.
Being in Lodo is kind of the brick and timber vibe of Denver of the late 1800s, you know, when the trains used to come in and drop off their grain in the warehouses there. It feels like you're in Denver.
Ibotta workers are looking forward to more amenities, tighter security, and better access to restaurants, bars, and cultural institutions. Leach says he's betting on downtown Denver's future. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Snow is expected in Colorado Springs and Pueblo today, possibly a dusting in Denver and Boulder.